If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. Luke chapter 12, beginning with verse 13. Let us hear the word of the Lord. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." And Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded in an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Grant us understanding and application. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Would you rather have gobs of money or all the money you'd ever need? I tell you, you're better off with all the money you'd ever need, because gobs of money has a way of disappearing. I don't know how many times I've heard about lottery winners, millions of dollars, and they end up broke in a number of years. Well, who here likes peaches? Who likes a really good peach? Oh, yeah. I grew up, I couldn't stand peaches. And then when I got older, somewhere along the line, I just fell in love with peaches. Of course, I fell in love with most food. Yeah. But I love a good peach. And a good peach, when you bite into it, what's it supposed to do? Oh, just run down your chin. A good peach is juicy. Sometimes the Word of God is juicy. When you dig into it, there's just all kinds of things that come tumbling out of it to you. That's what this passage is like today. Luke chapter 12, right? The first bite that we take out of it is verse 15. These are my bites. You may have something different. Verse 15, Jesus said, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed." Watch out. You know, now if Jesus is saying watch out, he means stop what you're doing and pay attention here. It's not something you can shove off onto somebody else, not somebody else you can put off till later. It's something you can't ignore. But watch out, Jesus is saying. Be on guard against all kinds of greed. To be on your guard means to take an active stance against greed. A guard has to be trained, prepared, and motivated on guard duty. A guard has responsibilities. Cannot sleep on the job, cannot go AWOL. A guard protects and serves. As Christians, we are to be trained, raised up in the Word, made disciples of Jesus Christ, so that we can be on guard against greed and deceit and evil in the world. We have to be on guard against that stuff. The enemy is constantly roaming about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The enemy is constantly attacking us, sometimes in obvious ways and sometimes in not so obvious ways. And greed is sneaky, is it not? Greed is real sneaky. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. What you heard from me, Paul says, keep as the pattern of sound teaching. What I taught you, keep that as a pattern. With faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Paul gave the message of the gospel to Timothy, the words of life. And he said, guard that with your life. Guard that hope that I've entrusted to you, that gospel that you can share with other people that brings about salvation. And do it with the help of the Holy Spirit, not on your own. So we have to be trained up as disciples who are committed to learning the Word of God, to learning the traditions of the church, and to being actively involved against evil, especially that of greed. In our culture, it's kind of like, what does the Bible say about being chubby? Okay, being fat. Gluttony is a sin. Now, some people are genetically fat, they can't help it. And then other people just love food. It's kind of like an addiction. Just eat for all the wrong reasons and that. So the Bible says that being gluttonous is a sin. Does our society have a problem with being chubby and overweight? None. It's okay. It's accepted. Does our society have a problem with greed? Not a chance. Our society depends on your greed. Our free trade system depends on your greed. They count on it. And they advertise things in the paper and on the TV and on billboards and at stores in such a way that they are counting on you being greedy and wanting more of that. Wikipedia online dictionary defines greed as avarice that is inordinate or insatiable, longing for material gain, be it food, money, status, or power. As a secular psychological concept, greed is an inordinate desire to acquire or possess more than one needs. So greed, according to the dictionary, is wanting more than what you need to have. Lay's potato chips. What? Right, nobody can eat just one. Our society teaches that from the time we're born, when we go through school, when you're walking through life, shopping and going out to eat and that. Believe it or not, as much as I love food, I cannot clean off my plate when I go to the restaurant. Ask Bonnie. I'll take part of that home, a third or a half of that home, and then I'll eat it later. But I can't eat it in one sitting anymore. And the portions have, what's up with this? The portions have gone through the roof, haven't they? Who needs to eat a 5-pound hamburger? I just... You know, Ron needs to eat a 5-pound hamburger. I'm telling you, it's just crazy. I can remember back in the day, Bonnie and I would go out to eat, we'd order appetizers, get your meal, and then we'd have dessert. Not a problem. But the portions weren't that big back then. Now it's just crazy. My goodness. Shouldn't be that way. Sometimes I'm glad that it is. But greed, oh my goodness. The devil is working overtime. And if he can get us to be greedy, you know what happens? We don't pay attention to God because we become owned by our possessions. We must consciously guard against greed with the help of the Holy Spirit. So as soldiers of Christ, We've got to work real hard, not just for our sake, but for other people's sake. Now, God's not saying there's anything wrong with having an abundance of possessions. There's nothing wrong with being a millionaire, nothing wrong with having a big home, a couple extra cars, or whatever. Long as you use them the way God intended. Genesis chapter 12 says, God made an Abrahamic covenant, and he told Abraham, I will bless those who blessed you, I will curse those who curse you, and all the families on earth will be blessed through you. In other words, you're blessed to be a blessing. They'll see Jesus in you, and they'll see Jesus in you when you use your house, your car, your money, your toys, your time, your power, your influence, when you use it for the honor and glory of God Almighty, when you use it to help other people, to be a blessing to them, so that you can tell them about Jesus, so that you can show them love and generosity, which God showed to us. But when we allow greed to come into our lives and we love our possessions more than we love God, we're doomed. You fool, this night your soul will be required of you. That was the second and third bite out of that passage. An abundance. Philippians 4:19 says, my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. In the second Acts chapter 2, it says that the believers brought their property and they sold it and they gave the money to the disciples, who shared it with anybody who had need. There was nobody that had need back in that day, and the church grew by thousands every day, just in leaps and bounds. When we are rich towards God, God is rich towards us. So be on guard against greed. Give it up if you can. Pry your fingers off of it. Share it with somebody. Give it to somebody. Donate it. At the very least, go home and get on your knees and say, God, what I've got, you can use. Give somebody a ride. Put somebody up overnight. House them for a while. Share with them that extra clothes, coats, shirt, pants, shoes, jewelry. Don't be owned by your possessions. Be rich towards God. Be on guard and ask the Holy Spirit to help you. God loves you, and so do I.